95.3 The Bull, Martina at 8:11. I'm Steve Summers.
And I'm Ryan Sartori.
Sunny and 72 today, but why am I even doing the forecast? Why don't we have Aaron Wilson do it?
In honor of your birthday, Steve, let's make it sunny and 74. I've already been wrong this morning. No way in heck is it going to be 72 now on a day like today. 74. 74 a bust.
All right. Well, so that's what we're going to say. Yeah. 74 today. That has nothing to do with my age. It's just the temperature, right?
True.
Yeah, because otherwise,
think of it that way.
It would be below zero again today with my birthday temperature. Well, it's great to see you, my friend. How are you?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And I was just saying during the break, of all these years of doing radio, have you ever had the wife,
the daughter?
Yeah. No. Seriously, they're all right here in studio. Yeah. It feels like family in here.
Yeah, it's scary. I don't know what they're going to say, what they're going to pull out from my past. I have no idea.
The wife is already directing the show, and I'm stepping right in order with her.
That's a good man, very smart man. It took me 38 years of marriage to figure that out. So, but it's great to see you, Aaron Wilson from 23 WIFR. So you made a quick stop in before you go back, but you brought in all these bundt cakes, too?
I wish I could take credit for that, but I think Ryan and Chelsea are the master planners.
I'll let you take credit for one of the boxes.
But you should have seen us out lighting the hallway on fire. I mean, lighting the candles on fire. I almost sustained burns to the sleeve of my shirt.
Oh, jeez.
Well, the doors were opening. She's like, chill, don't let that be Steve. Don't let that be Steve. And then we got all the candles lit, and here we are.
Wow. Thank you so much. It means a lot that you're here today. And we've known each other as long as I can remember. Yeah. I've been in Rockford for 42 years.
25 years. And as a listener, I've known you 30-plus years. So.
Wow. And I will never forget this, is that I'm coming up on my seven-year anniversary of being here at 95.3 The Bull in August. You were the first person to call me and say, I'm coming in. We're bringing the cameras. We're going to be there on your first week. And you were true to that. And you were here that first week, and I always remembered that.
So it's always a special time in your studio. You have radio magic going on. It's been fun to watch Ryan grow with you and listen to this program. Tucked just off the 15th hole of Sandy Hollow Golf Course. Wow, it's a beautiful day out there, by the way. That 74 is going to feel great later on.
We have had golf balls hit the side of the building many times. We found golf balls way on the other side of the building by our grill, which is like way to the east of this building. And like, how did he shank that shot that bad?
Listen, the hole 15 is probably a good 100 feet outside the window here.
Way out there, yeah.
The ball was a good 300 feet that way.
He never found it.
We did.
We did.
We got a free golf ball out of it.
But this is a beautiful scene. The only problem is they cut the grass every single day.
I'm smelling a fundraiser, though. You could collect all those balls, and at some point, you can donate them back. You can get money for
them. That's right.
Put it to a charity. You've got shagging golf balls.
That's
here.
Right. You can buy all our bull balls.
There you go.
No, those are actually called Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Oh.